In Peru, investigators are picking through the wreckage of a bomb that went off outside the U.S. Embassy there last night. The blast killed 9 Peruvians in a commercial zone across the street. The embassy itself wasn't damaged. The attack has heightened concerns about security in the capital 2 days ahead of a planned visit by President Bush. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Lima.
This will be the first state visit by a U.S. president in Peruvian history. And in the hours right after the bombing, government ministers here were very worried that Mr. Bush would cancel. But speaking to reporters this morning, the president said he would still be going to Peru on Saturday.
I'm sure President Toledo will do everything he can to make the Lima safe for our trip. Two-bit terrorists aren't going to prevent me from doing what we need to do, and that is to promote our friendship in the hemisphere.
For President Alejandro Toledo, this is a welcome vote of confidence. Elected last year, he led a movement to push President Alberto Fujimori out of office amidst charges that Fujimori was corrupt and autocratic. But now some Peruvians have begun to grumble that Toledo's more democratically minded government is too soft on the leftist insurgencies that terrorized Peru in the 1980s and 90s. Speaking at the UN Development Conference in Monterrey, Mexico this morning, Toledo said his government was capable of taking a hard line on terror.
Mi gobierno y el valeroso pueblo peruano no permitirá que el terrorismo resurja en el Perú.
My government and the brave people of Peru will not allow the resurgence of terrorism. We will apply a firm hand and the law. Peru has been a peaceful country and it will continue to be peaceful.
But it's not at all clear that last night's bombing was the work of Peru's traditional leftist insurgencies. For one thing, the methods appear to be different. The police now say the explosion was not the result of a car bomb. Rather, it appears someone placed a package containing at least 100 pounds of dynamite underneath a car parked near the embassy. Also, leaders of Peru's two biggest leftist groups, the Shining Path and the Tupac Amaru Revolutionary Movement, have told Peruvian media that they were not responsible. Although, as both men are still in prison, they may be out of touch with the rebels on the outside. Last night, at the scene of the bombing, Peru's Interior Minister Fernando Rospigliosi hinted that the government hadn't been completely surprised by the bombing. We had some information from our investigators that an attack might be imminent, Rospigliosi said, and that's why we'd already redoubled our police patrols. But the government has not yet said what that information was or where it came from. Given Peru's tumultuous recent past, law enforcement has a long list of potential suspects, including the leftist groups, narco-traffickers, or even the so-called Montesinos factor, the much-discussed possibility that this could have been perpetrated by the shadowy forces connected to Vladimiro Montesinos, Fujimori's old spymaster, who's now in jail facing trial. Martin Costi, NPR News, Lima.